Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Wes Fromm in our studio. We have nothing but student athletes today. Special Drive Time as all the coaches spoke last night during the Huskies night out.
What a great event last night.
It was.
It was our best one ever. We, best crowd. And, of course, it helped that we didn't have a blizzard
snowstorm.
I think we went 5 for 5 on Huskies night out snowstorms last year. But it was a great event. Great to have everybody out and hear from all the fall sports coaches. And looking forward to a big weekend.
Yes, and let's introduce our final student-athlete of the show.
Our final student-athlete is from the men's cross-country team, Sean Pengelly. Sean, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it seems like your name's been all over the race results throughout the year. 2 wins on the season. Just talk about how the season's been going for you.
It's been going really good, really happy with my performance thus far. We're just entering into championship season with GLIACs and regionals right on the corner, so just gotta keep everyone healthy.
Now, talk about, you know, it seems like you kind of came out of nowhere. You know, obviously we may have heard your name before, but you're obviously doing extremely well. Have you made a drastic improvement over last year, or you know, what's the story there?
Just longer mileage and harder mileage over the summer, just trying to get myself into shape, get used to higher volume, larger workload.
At this point, in your year, obviously you've got probably some goals to accomplish yet. We've got big races coming up. We got a week off this weekend, but then you go to the GLIAC Championships. What are you looking at in that race? And I know there's a very difficult field of competition in that event.
Well, we have everyone healthy so far. Looking at very, very healthy. I think our goal right now is top 5 at GLIAC conferences. Definitely an attainable goal. Just have to make sure everyone's healthy, and I think everyone's been putting in the work to get that goal.
Now, what kind of work are we talking about? What's a typical day, or is there a typical day for training for cross country?
Mileage, workouts. Just kind of depends. Speed work, recovery days.
So you guys, now do you set a plan before the year starts and follow, or is it a week-by-week thing or a daily thing? How do you plan out your workouts?
Our coaches put together like a basic outline for each week and each day, but it can vary depending on how you're feeling and what performances everyone has put in.
Seems like cross-country endurance sports in general are a lot different in terms of coaching, you know. A hockey coach is going to say, you know, we're doing 8 down and backs, or, you know, we're doing these 10 drills and everybody's doing it no matter what. Whereas in cross country, it's really left up to the individual. How do you feel? How do you best get yourself ready? Is that the way you see it?
Well, our coaching staff is really supportive in what we do. They definitely put together great workouts for us, but really it's up to you in the very end of how you're going to perform and how you're really going to push yourself. You don't always have someone screaming at you every second like you do on football. I've always run. I've never done any other sports. If you asked me how to play football, I would have no idea what a quarterback is. So I don't know how their workouts go.
Nice. What is your recovery time after a tough race? I mean, do you feel great the next day, that night, or does it take a couple of days for you to kind of get back to normal?
Well, our coach usually has us do a long run the day after, so like anywhere between 14 and 18 miles, so you kind of have to feel good the next day.
Let's go run 3-quarter marathon the next day. How about, how did you end up at Michigan Tech? You know, were you recruited? Did you just decide you were going to go to school here and run cross country? How did that all work out?
Well, I've been in communication with the railroad transportation professor up here since I was probably 12 or 13.
Oh, wow.
So definitely the railroad program is the biggest thing, and I told the coaches, hey, I really want to come up here. Met with the coaching staff, both our head coaches and our graduate assistants, and I was very intrigued. I think we have a really great program up here, and we're ready to grow.
Academically, rail transportation, how did you pick that at 12 years old?
Probably picked it when I was like 5.
Oh, wow.
Always a huge passion of mine.
and what is that going to involve? What are you hoping to do with the degree in, it's civil engineering, right, with the concentration?
Correct. Probably stay in the state of Michigan, work for a short line railroad, just kind of stay within the area.
Awesome. What kind of things are you doing? Are you scheduling trains? Are you
what is the actual day to day that you're thinking you're going to be doing?
What aspect of this?
Come on, Sean, help us out here. Yeah. We really want to know.
Well, track design, or operations, mainly more operations is what I'm looking into.
All right. Cool. How about talk about your background? You say you didn't play any other sports, but you obviously ran competitively in high school. Talk about that career.
High school was a great career. I remember my dad saying, like, in middle school even, everyone would be leaving the course before I'd finish. So, but no, it's just work hard. I think for any sport, it's just holds true. Just keep putting the mileage, keep working hard, have people to look up to.
Was there a moment where you said, okay, maybe I can finally do this and be successful at it? I mean, were you winning high school races, or did you finally turn the corner just recently to win races?
I don't know. I guess the first time I ever thought I'd be able to run well was like my junior year of high school, when I think it was an invitation where I PR'd by like 2 minutes. It's like, maybe I should start looking to college running or something.
Talk about your hometown from Heartland, Michigan.
Yeah, it's a small town, great town to grow up, and wouldn't choose to live anywhere else growing up.
Where? Give us an idea where that's at.
About a half hour north of Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Cool. And got the rest of the season to go. Like I said, you got a week off, but not really a week off. We got an event on Saturday, right?
The Muck Run. I don't think a whole lot of runners will be participating in it because it's mainly just an off weekend for racing.
But the Muck Run, in case folks are wondering, open to the public. Come on out. It's at the Tech Trails on Saturday, 10 a.m. I think we've got registration open up until Saturday morning. And it's a great opportunity. They'll run it rain, snow, sleet. Obviously, it's called the Muck Run for a reason. But it's kind of a fun event, too. People wear costumes and different things like that and have a good time.
It's a great program that we're going to really excited to put on this year. A good fundraiser for the team and good idea to see the community out there and run.
If people are interested, they should give Coach Hagemiller a call at 487-2986 to register for the Muck Run.
Very good. All right, Sean, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Good luck the rest of the way. Sean Vangeli, the very outstanding runner for the men's cross-country team. Men's and women's cross-country team have the week off, but the Muck Run is going on. So go to the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com. That is it for Drive Time. I'd like to remind everybody that there is a Blue Line Luncheon at noon on Friday. Coach Pearson and the Berenson will be there, and the Stanley Cup might even show up.
Stanley Cup might be there, and don't forget about Tech Volleyball tonight, 7 o'clock. You're going to give away some tickets.
We are going to do that right after this when we chat with Mitch, and I will also give away some Lazy Boy Lookout seats, too. So stay tuned for that. Thanks to all our student athletes for coming in today, and that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93.